they're great. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the big stage is set. It's going to be the Bears and it's going to be the Colts. And I think you predicted the Bears and the Colts. Am I right about that, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, last time I was here, I said, hey, the Bears are going to play the Colts for a battle of Gary, Indiana. And, you know, yeah. And I thought, that's what I do. I soothsay, or I look into the future, and I take a look and I said, hey, that's why I eat, I drink, I sleep football. Uh-huh. I mean, sleeping football, that's pretty good. Eating, that's the same. Drinking football. I mean, I don't even know how you do that. Unless you got a football mug. Right. I mean, you got a mug that looks like a football, you got a little thing on the side, and then boom, you bring it back. Hey, I'm drinking football, dude.
The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Oh, how about you read, you retard?
Read you.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys!
Toonies, right?
Yeah. Gentlemen, no. Start your engine.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
They're not dumb. They're stupid.
Wow.
Don and Mike.
That's loud.
What do you think, Jackson?
I thought that was loud.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
You know the answer to that.
That is so true, Dick.
Thank you.
I've never voted in the Democrat primary in my life. I'm not exactly sure, you know, if I'm the proper person to be opining about how the Democrats are going to conduct themselves from this point forward.
No, he's not retarded.
Hey, opining, way to go, W.
Nice word. Who taught you that?
Dime word, right? Not a nickel word, not a quarter word, right in between.
Dime. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I would definitely do John Madden.
I definitely don't believe you, honey.
I definitely would.
Actually,
my friends and I had an ugly crush competition, and I won with John Madden.
Oh, really? Now, tell us about it. Tell us why. Tell us where the attraction lies. Where does it come from?
It comes from, I guess, watching football since I was a kid, and I play video games. I love his video game, and I could listen to his voice while we did it.
But what about his hog? Have you thought about that? No, his hog is H-O-G. Oh, no, you can't
say that. Are you hot?
Good to know.
So hold on.
I've met Rob before.
Really? Yeah. Well, if you've met Rob, that's good enough for me that you're hot.
So you would not...
That's what I look like.
You would not give Madden oral.
No. I don't want to see it up close.
So you have to, all right, if you were in a room, if you were on the Madden Cruiser, would you make him turn all the lights off?
Dim them.
All right, that's a good answer.
Just a little light.
And what kind of dessert would you have afterwards?
A little bit of chocolate pudding with some whipped cream and a cherry.
Oh, all right. Bye-bye. Do you think she's a big woman?
Promise.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They all are, though.
You have my word.
You've never come to the microphone and thought a woman was there.
No, well, I mean, I assume they're skinny. And when you need notification, I let you know.
Don and Mike, hello.
Let's go with that.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, honey.
Hey, hog.
Stop it, Rob. Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great. How about you?
Hi.
Just fine.
Good.
I was calling about John Madden.
Yes. Would you?
Totally.
Why?
Because I'd crawl up there and just, I would want to hear what comes out of his mouth during that.
See?
You like the voice. You like
here they
voice.
All are.
Well, it's not that I like the voice. I'm just, I think it would be funny.
And now here the counterpoint is Rob Spiewak.
Would you allow your handlers in the room?
I'm sorry?
What? Now, are you assuming all the women that are calling in to do this are big women? I don't think this is a big woman.
I don't think she's fat. I just think she's lying. I don't think she'd really have sex with John Madden.
I think if she says she's not fat, she's lying. Are you fat?
Honey, you're not fat, are you?
No.
I don't think you're fat. Do you think she's fat?
I don't think she's fat. I don't think she's lying. I think that there are women out there that would, if given the opportunity, have a relationship with John Madden.
Allow me to extend my apologies.
Would you not at some point look at him and think, my God, this is like if I was having sex with my grandpa or Santa Claus or some sort of morphing of all of those people and... My God, what if he cut a fart or something? And do you think he'd be any good in bed? And you say you want to hear him talk. Do you want to hear him talk dirty talk to you? What is it that you want?
What could be funnier than John Madden dirty talk, really?
But his physical appearance is not the priority, correct?
I'm thinking that John Madden would probably...
See, chicks are different, though. I mean, because women can deal with a guy. I mean, look at us.
She's in it for the laughs.
Women can be with a guy that doesn't have to be that good looking.
Well, obviously.
But you see women all the time with ugly guys.
Like, you and I are like Clooney and Pitt compared to Madden. I don't care how you slice it.
But he's more famous than we are.
So, well, and guess what? So is the Elephant Man.
But the intangibles, I'm saying. You see, sometimes it's intangibles.
No. I'm saying these girls are liars because they're in love with his personality. and I'm in love with his personality.
So you will not
believe
that any woman that calls in would seriously want to be with John Madden.
The only woman that's bent over for John Madden is Mrs. Madden, whoever she is.
You think that John Madden... You're killing me with this? You think that John Madden has only had sex with his like high school sweetheart who he married and had children with?
Since he became Madden on TV.
Didn't he play pro?
Yeah, I think he did for a season or something. I'm sure, Mike, I said since he became Madden on TV.
Madden on TV.
Right. Even back when... You know, I'll even make this addendum, this amendment, addendum. You know what I'm saying?
Amendment.
Thank you.
Addendum.
Maybe around the time he left Fox, maybe he was getting some right up till then, but around the time he left Fox to work with Al Michaels.
Back in the days when Summerall was partying.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, bet John partied a little bit too.
You know what I bet? I give you this. I bet Madden watches.
Well, here's the deal.
I bet he's like, hey, Tony Siragusa is going to be banging some chick in room 512 tonight. All right, Madden goes, all right, I'll watch.
Draws diagrams.
I'll watch.
Tony Siragusa. John Madden, came up through his broadcasting career and became famous when he was working with Pat Summerall, right during the era that Pat Summerall was, the party boy.
And his liver, his bad liver.
And John Madden was not drinking like Pat Summerall was, so perhaps he had to have some other vent on the road. Bus.
All right. Well, no women have called yet to make the case 100% that they'd really love to bang John
Madden.
We
had two call in.
They're liars.
What are you
Mike?
Talking about?
They're liars.
Second one said she just wanted it for laughs.
It doesn't matter. If they do them, they do them.
Yeah, but she didn't say she'd do them. She just wanted to hear him talk.
Right.
What I'm saying is, can you imagine how mad John Madden would be there? John Madden sitting there, big stiffy. And all of a sudden, she's like,
what do you mean you just want to see me talk?
It'd be like, boom, say hello to the backhand.
Corporal punishment.
The angry John Madden.
His big ham of a ham.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd have sex with Michael Jackson before I'd have sex with John Madden. Ugh.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Wow. Good and to be. See, she's not even questioned.
Well, of course, because she would have sex with Michael Jackson.
She was very thin, Rob said. She and for dessert, she'd like a sesame seed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Crispy, really.
Hello.
Like to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Hey, your wish is granted. What's up?
What's that?
You're on the air, Mr. Dumas.
No, I'm not.
Window licker.
What?
Hey, we have our dumbest caller of the day who does not realize he's on the air.
Child of thalidomide, how are you today?
My testicles smell bad.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Right. Everyone knows that.
And I admire your flexibility being able to give us the eyewitness account. Good job, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
What's
doing,
up?
Guys?
What's up with you?
Hey, I got the two tests for you to call Homo Joe and see if he would do them.
I think Homo Joe would probably do King Tut. As he is now.
Yeah, I think Homo Joe, would be the glory hole. Wouldn't matter necessarily. If the evening was right, and there was excitement in the room.
Uh-huh. Listen, let's try to call Oprah's store.
Very good.
312-633.
Let's order some stuff.
00.
I'd like me one of those golf shirts.
Thank you for calling the Oprah store.
Right, baby.
For store hours, please press 1.
No.
For directions to our store, please press 2. To speak to a sales ambassador, please press 3.
Ambassador, my ass.
To speak to our media department for media...
How much for a rib?
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Oprah store. This is Freddie. How may I help you?
Hi, Freddie. How's your old tomato today? This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now, and we were wondering what the special of the day is at the Oprah Winfrey store. We're huge fans. What's the blue light special today?
Anything that's on special?
Everything is on special, but one of our standout items is our multicolor makeup bag.
How much would that be running?
That is $13.
Wow. A bargain at any price.
For everybody.
Really? What if I wanted to buy, I heard that you had, I want to buy a shirt for my dog.
Okay.
You have dog shirts?
Yes, we do.
Now, I hope that they're reasonably priced, under $25.
Those are, let me check for you, I believe. Yeah, let me check for you. Can I place you on hold for a second?
Please.
Certainly.
Please do.
You're right on the cusp there with that
$13
price.
For the makeup bag.
That's not a bad buy.
At the Oprah Store. Welcome, friend. You've called the Oprah Store.
You're one step away from being ripped off.
At the Oprah Store. Welcome to the Oprah Store.
Would you think you'd buy like a dozen eggs or something at the Oprah Store?
Would you like some eggs at the Oprah Store?
How much?
Buy your chicken breasts at the Oprah Store.
We've got lard at the Oprah Store.
Plenty of bacon bits at the Oprah Store.
If it's toilet paper you're looking for,
sanitary wipes at the Oprah Store. Chicken fingers at the Oprah Store.
Witch Hazel. Tugs. The Oprah Store.
Witch Hazel. Lotrimin at the Oprah Store.
At the Oprah Store.
Pepsi AC at the Oprah Store.
K.O. Pectate at the Oprah Store. Suppositories, baby, at the Oprah Store.
Oh, God. Oh, now you're going to get somebody at the Oprah Store.
They never answered. Oh, there they go.
What's going on?
Hi there. Under 25, I hope.
Oh.
Bye.
Boo. Hang up on you. Boo.
Boo.
At the Oprah Store.
All you can eat at the Oprah Store. $13 makeup bag. Now, is that just the bag or does makeup come in? Well, we didn't get a chance because they were savvy and they went to media relations.
Boyfriend is a eunuch at the Oprah Store.
Lots of condoms at the Oprah Store.
Lick your fingers at the Oprah Store.
All you said, witch hazel. Witch hazel.
That's her. Ingrown hair at the Oprah Store.
Antifungal at the Oprah Store. You know, all you have to do is just go and take a notebook into a drugstore and you get them all. Jesus all the Christ. Products that she would have there.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, hey, God. Man. Corns go away at the Oprah Store. All the problems.
Vaginal yeast at the Oprah Store.
Oh, God. That music was perfect.
Do, 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 do.
At the Oprah Store. Peanut butter cups at the Oprah Store. God dang.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, it's a real store. It's really open. And we could find no women to bang John Madden.
No. Yeah, we found two.
I don't believe it.
You've discounted them totally.
Dumb skanks. Wonderful listeners. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
See? No more women, Mike.
I need your help in a caper. This is the story. I got a girl that broke my heart about 6 years ago coming in town. She's coming in town for a conference in D.C.
She break your heart because you don't pronounce consonants?
And I'm wondering if I could take her to O'Mara's. If like, I can be, like,
Hanks, look around
led
cafe.
Through the kitchen and made to feel like some big...
You don't have to hire these street performers to call in for your plugs. Really? I'll be glad to say, tonight... Every piece of cheese, only 5 cents at O'Mara's.
You know, you knew he had a problem when he did not say, she broke my heart. She said, she broke my heart. She broke my heart.
Mike tries to wash his hands at the O'Mara restaurant.
Anything you want at O'Mara's restaurant. Yes, sirree.
Michael Hughes gets mad right now at the O'Mara restaurant.
Freshly inspected. Every day and night.
Mike doesn't bleach the meat at O'Mara's place.
We do not serve witch hazel.
Unless requested.
Unless you really want that that extra special dressing.
That burns. I got news for you, Jackson. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
Yeah, witch hazel. That burns, man.
And no Chinese mustard. I have the hottest Chinese. Buzz, I know you say you eat like wasabi and horseradish.
Wasabi, yeah.
I went to a Chinese restaurant over the weekend. I had the hottest, seriously, the hottest thing I've ever eaten.
Bring it.
And it's the delayed reaction.
Bring it.
It's the delayed reaction. So just about the time you're saying, hey, this isn't bad, it's right through the sinuses. Fantastic experience.
You know.
I love that experience. Right, I really do.
Got a break. When we come back, something involving, I know, Morgan Freeman.
Ah,
you do a really good Morgan Freeman impression.
I've been told,
but this is a tape of Morgan Freeman. What's the year, Robbie?
Like 1975.
About 1975. Wow. And what is the setup on this?
I'm surprised no one lost it.
What's the setup on this? Is that he says being on the electric company made him an alcoholic?
Yeah, he played Easy Reader on the PBS show Electric Company,
remember?
And he said he was so unhappy with it made him drink.
Wow.
But we have tape of him as Easy Reader.
Happy Little Kids Show.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Tape of Morgan Freeman.
Stool softener at the Oprah store. Morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Marnie. I tell you, he sent me a polished rock.
Oh, really? Some of his rocks?
You know, the DVD that I was asking him for last week on the air, the DVDs he bought me on Craigslist. Yeah. He sent them to me. He was nice enough to send them to me and also a nice big rock.
He's very good at polishing rocks.
Polish rocks. At the Gym Source store.
Some of these are missing.
What?
Some of Jimmy's rocks are missing.
We've said that for a long time.
He's a grandpa at the Jimmy store.
He hates it, too.
Just found out. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.